All right, soldiers of the cross, we're about to go into war against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that Satan can raise up. I'm glad you've joined us. This is our consular prayer for the month of July. So let's just go ahead and ask God to do what only God can do, because Jeremiah said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there's nothing too hard for you." And then the angel Gabriel, announcing the birth of the Messiah to Mary, when she didn't understand how that could happen, said, "Well, how can this be? I don't know a man." And the angel Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, said, "With God, nothing is impossible." So, folks, that being the case, why don't we pray those things that only God can do?
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
All right. In our first time of prayer, we're going to pray asking God to deliver us from the agents of Satan at the corporate level leadership positions. Did you hear me? We're going to pray asking God to deliver us from the agents of Satan at the corporate level leadership position. Why? Well, because you see, the decisions to fund ungodly lifestyles, the decisions to fund and to promote ungodly lifestyles and ungodly activities, and to penetrate our educational system as well as our nation with all manner of ungodliness starts many times around the corporate leadership board meetings, such as Target, Anheuser-Busch, Cracker Barrel, Kohl's, and countless others. So, we want God to do one or two things. Either save them or remove them. End of conversation. We want God to either save them or remove them. Replace them with leadership at the corporate leadership level that will honor Christ Jesus and honor His Word. Let's pray that right now, asking God to deliver us from the agents of Satan at the corporate level leadership positions. Pray that right now. Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne in the strong and mighty and majestic name of Jesus the Christ, our Savior, our Lord, and our Master. And Father, we come asking you to deliver us from the agents of Satan at the corporate level leadership positions in this nation, Father God. Father, we have major corporations that are funding ungodly lifestyles, have funded ungodly academic material for our schools, are promoting ungodly lifestyles. So, Lord God, we're asking you to take decisive action against the corporate leadership that is involved in those kinds of activities and that kind of satanic agenda. Father God, we're asking you to reduce the profit level. We want you to reduce the profit level, Father God. We're asking you to raise up such an opposition, and we're asking you to do what only you can do, Father, to reduce their profit margin so that they can see the error of their ways. And Father, while you're reducing their profit levels, let them see the comparison between themselves and those Christian corporate agencies out there, such as Hobby Lobby and others. Father, there are Christian organizations, corporate America, that are adhering to godly principles and godly standards and are not advancing the satanic agenda through funding it with corporate funds. So, Jesus, we're asking you to move in such a way that the corporate leadership in this nation will either be changed, be saved, and be changed, or be replaced. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you for the privilege of doing so. All right, our second item. We're going to pray, listen carefully, asking God to deliver us from the agents of Satan. I'm sorry, let me back up a moment. I'm going to item two now. We're going to pray asking God to do to the church and for the church that which needs to be done in order to humble and then restore the church. Folks, I came real close to praying this, asking God to do to the church and for the church what he did to and for Nebuchadnezzar. The superpower leadership humbled him so drastically, so very drastically. But I decided to tone it down just a little bit. So we're going to pray, asking God to do to the church and for the church that which needs to be done in order to humble and then restore the church. Once again, we're going to pray, asking God to do to the church and for the church that which needs to be done in order to humble and then restore the church. Let's pray that right now. omniscient, all-knowing, almighty God, Jehovah God, God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Father God, we come before your throne now in this contrite prayer, asking you to do to the church and for the church that which needs to be done in order to humble and then restore the church. Father God, the Word of God tells us that the church is the bride of Christ on earth today. That the church is the bride of Christ on earth today. And yet too much of the church, the bride of Christ, is in bed with the world, compromising, pandering, embracing. We're asking you to do to the church and for the church that which needs to be done in order to humble the church, the bride of Christ, and then restore the church, the bride of Christ. And Father, quite frankly, we don't know what that might look like. We have no idea what you might have to do in order to do that. But Father, that's all right. Because at the end of the day, what's really important is that the bride of Christ on earth today be godly, holy, repenting, interceding people of God. So we're asking you, Father God, to do that which is necessary in order to humble the church and then to restore the church and bring her to be in that position where once again she is a spotless, spotless bride. And we know that will not occur fully, Jesus, until you come. But between now and then, we're asking you to do to the church and for the church that which needs to be done in order to humble and then restore the church. And we thank you for hearing our prayer in Jesus' name. All right? Our third item. We're going to pray the same thing for the nation that we're praying for the church. Here again, I came very, very close to asking the Lord to do to the nation all that he did to Nebuchadnezzar. But we're going to pray asking God to do to the nation and for the nation that which needs to be done in order to humble the nation and restore the nation with godly values and standards. Hear me carefully. Listen to me carefully. We're going to pray asking God to do to the nation and for the nation that which needs to be done in order to humble the nation and then to restore the nation with godly values and godly standards. Let's pray that right now. Father God, God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Father, this is big prayer. I know that. We are praying a big, big prayer here. But then as Jeremiah said, nothing is too hard for you. As the angel Gabriel said, with God nothing is impossible. So we're coming before your throne with these things that only you can do. But Father God, we're asking you to do to this nation and for this nation that which needs to be done in order to humble the nation and then to restore the nation with godly values and godly standards. Father, we would rather see correction. We would rather see correction. We would rather see chastisement over judgment. You're merciful, God. You're merciful. And we're asking you in the name of Jesus. Father, we're just tired. We're tired of watching the satanic agenda unfold in this nation year after year after year, legislatively, judicially, academically, in every area of the life of this nation. Sick from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, as was Isaiah, as Isaiah saw Israel. So we're asking you to do to this nation and for this nation that which needs to be done in order to humble this nation and then restore the nation with godly values and godly standards. And Father, we understand you're not limited. You are not limited in what you would use, the people you would use, and the situations you would use to do this. But that's all right. That's all right. We want results. We want results, Father. So we come before you asking you, Father God, to do to the nation and for the nation that which needs to be done in order to humble the nation and then to restore the nation with godly values and standards. But Father, please deliver us from our national enemies. Please deliver us from our national enemies. And we thank you, Father. All right, our fourth item. We're going to pray asking God to continue. He's already doing it. We want to see it increased, continually increased. We're going to pray asking God to continue to raise up opposition to the satanic agenda in this nation and the nations of the world. To raise up opposition in the religious community, the Christian community, and the secular community. We're asking God to continue to raise up opposition to the satanic agenda in this nation and in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne now asking you, Father God, to continue to raise up opposition to the satanic agenda in this nation and in the nations of the world. Father, there are those within the body of Christ that think this is too big. There are those within the body of Christ who think this is too big. The angel Gabriel said that with you nothing is impossible, and he should know. Jeremiah recognized your greatness. So, Father, I'm going to ask you while we pray this to make some believers out of those who are unbelievers. Make believers, even those in the body of Christ, who don't really believe that you can do this. We're asking you, Father God, to continue because we already see the leading edges. We see the leading edges of opposition. So we're asking you to continue a backlash. Continue a backlash against the satanic agenda. We're asking you to stir the hearts of those in the secular community, but who have a sense of right and wrong. In the religious community, who have a sense of right and wrong. And then, of course, in the Christian family. Father, in all three areas, there are those who know what is right, what is wrong, what is perverse. They know it. So raise up, Father God, and those who need to protect their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, Father, raise them up. Raise up a backlash, a continuing backlash that will not subside, stirring the hearts of your people. And we realize that sometimes the backlash might not be pretty. But, Father, we don't go to the streets. We don't rant and rave and jump up and down and scream and shout and carry banners. No, we come before your throne. We come before your throne as your children, as believer priests, and we present our petitions to you. And we're asking you to continue to raise up opposition to the satanic agenda in this nation and the nations of the world. All right? Now we come to our fifth item. We're going to pray asking God to strengthen and to encourage those parts of the body of Christ that need to be encouraged and strengthened. Folks, there's so much discouragement, despair. We need a move of God, strengthening and encouraging those parts of the body of Christ that so desperately, desperately need to be encouraged and strengthened. Some have almost thrown up their hands. No, we don't throw up our hands. We raise our hands in praise and worship, but we come before your throne with our petitions. And so we're asking you, Father God, to strengthen and encourage those parts of the body of Christ that need to be encouraged and strengthened. You know who they are, where they are. Do this, we pray, in Jesus' name. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Lord Jesus, you've got some disciples that need to be encouraged and strengthened. But then you had some when you were crucified, nailed to a cross, taken down, laid in a tomb. And you had some men who were discouraged. They didn't understand. And they were discouraged. They needed to be encouraged. They needed to be strengthened. And you did that for them, Jesus. When you showed up in the body, resurrected body, and showed them that you were resurrected from the dead, that you had power over sickness, sin, disease, death, and Satan himself. Well, Father, you've got some people today. Jesus, you have some disciples today that need to be encouraged. They never expected anything like the pandemic. They never expected social distancing in this nation. They never expected churches closing down. They never expected to be wearing masks everywhere. And Father, quite frankly, some of them are dropouts because in their discouragement and disillusionment and their unwillingness to come to grips with the reality of who you are, Father, you've got some people out there who really truly need to be encouraged and strengthened. So we're asking you, Father God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, to strengthen and encourage those parts of the body of Christ that need to be encouraged and need to be strengthened. And Father, they need to be restored. They need to be restored and know that you are still in control, and the stuff that's happened in our nation does not in any way, shape, form, or fashion diminish your authority, your power. So Father, go to them, I pray, in the power of your Holy Spirit, and speak gently to them. Speak lovingly to them. Put people around them who will encourage them and strengthen them and pray for them. And then, Father, restore them. But, Lord God, we're asking you to strengthen and encourage those parts of the body of Christ across the board, that need to be encouraged and that need to be strengthened. Father, do this for your glory, your honor, and your praise. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to do so. All right. Now we come to that time in our consular prayer where we pray for you, whatever your concern. This past Sunday in our ministry, Tina gave her testimony, having survived 15 years of terminal cancer. Why? Because she went to her prayer closet. She got with God. She got the mind of the Lord. And she followed his leadership. And there are those listening to this and involved in this consular prayer right now. Doctors and medical protocols cannot fix what's wrong with you. Only Christ can. Are you willing to believe? Are you willing to receive? Are you really, truly willing to believe and receive? Are you willing to get alone with him and discuss whatever you're going through with him in depth? If you weep, that's okay. But pour out your heart to him. Call on him. If you're born again, he is your heavenly Father. Christ is your Savior. So I want you, the next few minutes, I want you to cry out to God. I want you to tell the Lord what you really, truly, truly want to see him do in your life, whether it's physical, emotional, financial, relational, whatever it might be, spiritual. I want you to lay that out before the Lord. And don't hold back. Be open, be honest, be transparent. Tell him what you really would like to see him do in your life, whatever that need may be. So you do that while the music's playing. Then we'll come along and we'll pray with you collectively and corporately across racial lines, across denominational lines. We will come and pray for you. Right now, talk to the Lord. Lay your burden before the Lord and be blessed as you do so. to call people to prayer about you, your concerns, your burdens, your problems. Lay out before the Lord what you want Him to do for you. We'll be praying in just a moment. Says, if any two of you will agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. The Word of God teaches us that we have authority. We're seated in Jesus Christ at the right hand of God the Father. So I want you, every one of you, to agree with me as I pray for these who presented their prayer request to the Lord. I want you to agree with me as I bless each of you and pray for you, and we pray for each other. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names, I bind in the name of Jesus every work of Satan coming against these precious people of yours involved in this concert of prayer. Father God, we renounce, rebuke, and resist every work of Satan coming against these precious souls, these children of yours involved in this concert of prayer. And we speak in the name of Jesus. We speak wholeness and health and healing and restoration. And we pray, Father God, you will let faith arise. Holy Spirit of God, stir their hearts to say, I believe, I believe, I believe. And then, Father, we're going to ask you to meet the need they've expressed to you this evening in this contrite prayer. Meet that need in such a way that when it is met, there can be no doubt in anybody's mind that this was a work of their Heavenly Father to their prayer request and to our corporate praying together. So Lord, we just simply come before your throne now, praying collectively and corporately, asking you to do what only you can do, because nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you. So show yourself strong, Father. Show yourself strong and meet that need that's been expressed to you in such a way that you will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this concert of prayer. Do we have a chance to do this again? Keep praying and be ever so blessed. Good night. God bless.